This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Taylor Swift's new album, her sixth. It's called Reputation. It's her first album since her 2014 album, which was called 1989. 1989 represented Swift's move away from the country music genre where she started her career. And Ken says Reputation pushes her even further into pop music territory.
It was the best of times, the worst of crimes. I struck a match and blew your mind, but I didn't mean it, and you didn't see it. The ties were black, the lies were white, in shades of gray and candlelight. I wanted to leave him, I needed a reason. X marks the spot.
The pulsing drum beats, the surging keyboards, the distorted or multi-track vocals, Taylor Swift has relocated herself far from country music on her new album, Reputation. 3 years ago, she called 1989 her first official pop album. This one is her move into electronic dance music, and the EDM instrumentation and rhythms seem a comfortable framework for her songwriting. I like the way she makes synthesizers do the work of church organs on the gospel pop of Don't Blame Me.
Don't blame me, love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'd be using for the rest of my life. I've been breaking hearts a long time and toying with them older guys just to play things for me to use. Something happened for the first time in the darkest little paradise, shaking, pacing. I just need you. For you, I would cross the line. I would waste my time. I would lose my mind.
Swift remains a master at creating the sound of yearning, the push and pull of romantic attraction versus emotional conflict. She's working once again with some of the biggest pop hitmaker producers, Jack Antonoff, Max Martin, and Shellback. But listening to the music, you never think for a second that she has ceded control to them. There's a reason she's billed as executive producer above them. Listen to the way she makes her breathy vocal sound sure and strong as it surges around the melody of the gorgeous song called Delicate.
Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Phone lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I love. For the best, my reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Yeah, I want you. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate.
Swift has a new song called Gorgeous. The lyric presents her as a woman flirting with a guy while her boyfriend isn't looking, enjoying the kind of social privilege usually reserved in pop songs for men. Gorgeous finds Swift half singing, half talking the verses, only to break into a lovely falsetto croon on the chorus, which has an irresistible bubblegum pop hook.
You should take it as a compliment that I got drunk and made fun of the way you talk. You should think about the consequence of your magnetic field being a little too strong. And I got a boyfriend, he's older than us. He's in the club doing I don't know what. You're so cool, it makes me hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Why One reason Swift felt it necessary to move on from country music is that she found its myth of authenticity constraining for the size of her pop stardom. For a previous generation of confessional singer-songwriters, this dilemma used to represent a crisis point. But Swift need not worry. For her audience, the lyrics of a new song such as "This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things" may sound like a thinly veiled reference to her public arguments with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. It operates as a joke on the glory of success. And the song also works on a more straightforward level. I hear it as, "Sometimes friends betray you."
It was so nice being friends again. There I was giving you a second chance, but you stabbed me in the back while shaking my head. And therein lies the issue. Friends don't try to trick you, get you on the phone and mind twist you. And so I took an axe to amend it this. But I'm not the only friend you've lost lately. Mm-mm. If only you weren't so shady. This is why we can't have nice.
The usual rap against the kind of electro-pop Swift is deploying here is that it can too easily sound chilly and distancing, robotic. This is the exact opposite of how Taylor Swift sounds on Reputation. She comes across as eager, with an enjoyable theatricality. She's found a way to echo the teen vulnerability that first brought her success, while demonstrating how an adult can process those emotions with a control that does not negate passion.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Dee Reese. She directed the new movie Mudbound about two families, one black, one white, both poor, in rural Mississippi just before, during, and after World War II. Reese also wrote and directed the film Pariah, which she says is based on what her life might have been like had she come out when she was 17 instead of in her 20s. I hope you'll join us.